From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of Turkish citizens took to the streets of Ankara, Istanbul, and other cities late Saturday to show their support of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his government after a failed coup attempt by some of the country's military. Dorian Jones is in Istanbul reporting on the slow return to the way things were before the coup attempt.
Normality is slowly returning, but I have to be said, still things are very, very tense. I mean, there's still wreckage in many places of a night of terrible violence that rocked both Istanbul, Ankara, and a number of other provincial cities. There's still a lot of damage on the streets in various parts of the cities, but slowly life is returning, although many of the major arteries in Istanbul are still blocked, including one of the main bridges, which is causing major traffic problems, especially as they're trying to clear the tanks from one of the bridges. This is taking time and causing major problems throughout the city. But it has to be said, people are very nervous and there's a profound sense of shock.
Dorian Jones in Istanbul reports about how many people were killed in clashes during the coup attempt are varying, but the latest number available is 265. French police have arrested five people in connection with a late Thursday attack that left 84 dead at a seaside celebration of Bastille Day in Nice. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility, and some say IS is seeking out petty criminals and the mentally ill to be their attackers. Former U.S. State Department agent Stratfor's Scott Stewart speaking via Skype.
The idea is to kind of motivate these folks to conduct very simple attacks using things they're capable of using close to where they live.
It remains unclear whether the attacker had anything to do with IS. This is VOA News. Scores of demonstrators in Vietnam's capital gathered to support an international tribunal's rejection of China's claims in the South China Sea were hustled away by police before their rally could get started. Vietnam has a history of clamping down on protests, fearful that the rallies could stir dissent. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration recently ruled against China in a case filed by the Philippines about China's historical claim to about 90% of the South China Sea. China refused to participate in any of the hearings and said it would not comply with any decisions by the tribunal. Six governments have overlapping territorial claims in the South China Sea. Those are China, Vietnam, the Philippines, Taiwan, Malaysia, and Brunei. President Obama used his weekly media address this week to reassure Americans after the deadly police shootings of African-American men in the states of Louisiana and Minnesota and the murders of five policemen in Texas. Mr. Obama said he held conversations with both sides of the divide in recent days.
If we can worry less about which side has been wronged and worry more about joining sides to do right as equal parts of one American family, then I'm confident that together we will lead our country to a better day.
President Obama said the issues the country faces go back centuries. In U.S. politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump has appeared for the first time with his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Spence, at a rally in New York, calling Pence my partner in this campaign. About 50,000 Republicans are expected to gather in Cleveland, Ohio this week for their party convention, where Donald Trump is scheduled to be formally named the party's presidential nominee. A week later, a similar number will gather in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Democrats will officially choose Hillary Clinton as their party's presidential candidate. Turning now to the Olympics coming up soon, world athletes and anti-doping leaders have drafted a letter calling for the removal of all Russian athletes from the games in Brazil. The letter will be sent to Olympic officials after the results of an investigation are released about Russia's alleged state-sponsored doping program conducted by Russian officials at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Doping violations have already resulted in the exclusion of almost the entire Russian track and field team from the Rio Games. Two athletes were exempted because they went through anti-doping systems in other countries. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.